Good morning. It's Sunday, August 30th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a new sign on Lake Ontario has become the latest symbol of a growing U.S.-Canada dispute. Ontario Premier Doug Ford unveiled a large sign reading, Lake Ontario, now and always, after President Donald Trump ordered the United States to rename the shared lake Lake America. Ford said the lake had been called Lake Ontario long before Trump and would remain so long after him. The dispute follows the collapse of trade talks and new U.S. tariffs of 50% on $20 billion worth of Canadian goods. Canada plans matching counter tariffs next month. Google Maps now shows Lake America for users in the U.S., while Canadians continue to see Lake Ontario. The naming dispute adds another layer to already strained relations. Another news, NASA has launched a powerful new observatory designed to explore some of the universe's biggest mysteries. The Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope lifted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center on Sunday aboard a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket. The roughly $4 billion telescope will travel to an orbital position about 1.6 million kilometers from Earth and is expected to operate for at least 5 years. Roman will study dark matter, dark energy, and distant planets beyond our solar system. NASA says it will also create the most comprehensive three-dimensional map of the universe yet, surveying more than 2 billion galaxies. Project scientist Julie McHenry said the launch was a starting point for the scientists. The telescope is expected to send its first high-resolution images before the winter holidays around the world. Iran's Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei has called on Gulf states to unite against what he described as their real enemy. In a written message marking Islamic Unity Week, Khamenei urged Muslim countries to strengthen cooperation and mutual defense, arguing that divisions serve the interests of their adversaries. He specifically addressed Gulf Arab rulers, asking whether outside powers would challenge their territory and resources if the region were united. Khamenei also criticized the United States, accusing Washington of pursuing colonial and hegemonic ambitions. His comments come amid the ongoing conflict between Iran, the U.S., and Israel. The Iranian leader has largely stayed out of public view since the war began. His latest message signals that regional unity remains central to Tehran's strategy as tensions continue. Another news, the humanitarian disaster along the Nepal-China border is growing more severe, with the combined death toll approaching 800. Nepal's disaster authority says at least 781 people have died, while 2,502 remain missing. Chinese state media reported another 16 deaths and 546 missing in Tibet, bringing the overall toll to 797 dead and more than 3,000 unaccounted for. Rescue operations have been repeatedly disrupted by bad weather and fears of further flooding. Nepal is focusing on hundreds of people believed trapped inside damaged hydropower tunnels, while authorities have begun mass burials of unidentified victims whose bodies are decomposing. China has linked the disaster to glacier instability and long-term global warming. More than 90,000 people are estimated to have been affected as international rescue assistance continues. Another news, Icelanders have rejected a proposal to reopen European Union membership negotiations in a closely fought referendum. Official results showed 52.8% voted against restarting talks, while 47.2% supported them, with turnout reaching 82.5%. Fishing was a major concern for voters, particularly fears that EU membership could weaken Iceland's control over its waters. Prime Minister Kristján Frostadóttir said the result showed people were satisfied with Iceland's existing European Economic Area relationship. She said her government would focus on strengthening those ties instead. The referendum was also shaped by concerns over trade, the cost of living, and Arctic security. Iceland is a NATO member, but has no standing army. The result represents a setback for Brussels and closes the membership debate for now, under the current coalition government. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.